You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
On this Good Friday, now you picture, you've probably seen that image of not just a cross, but three crosses out on the hillside outside of Jerusalem. The one in the middle was Jesus. The one on either side were two men, both thieves. They were scheduled to be executed that day anyway. And they were there, but boy, they sure had different attitudes, didn't they? If you remember correctly, one was saying, you know, this man didn't do anything wrong. It's an incredible statement. I mean, an incredible account. And it really should not go by unnoticed. As one very famous pastor said, the salvation of the thief on the cross is one of the greatest biblical illustrations of justification by faith alone. And to illustrate that is another famous pastor. If you're like, the thief on the cross was saved, listen.
Think about the thief on the cross. I can't wait to find that fellow one day to ask him, how did that shake out for you? Because you were cussing the guy out with your friend. You've never been in a Bible study. You never got baptized. You didn't know a thing about church membership. And yet you made it. You made it. How did you make it? That's what the angel must have said. You know, like, what are you doing here? Well, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Well, because I don't know. Excuse me, let me get my supervisor. They go get the supervisor in you. So, wait, just a few questions for you. First of all, are you clear on the doctrine of justification by faith? The guy said, I never heard of it in my life. And what about, let's just go to the doctrine of scripture immediately. This guy's just staring. And eventually in frustration, he says, on what basis are you here? And he said, the man on the middle cross said, I can come. That is the only answer.
Listener supported, The Sound of Life.
I mean, it was just an incident in my life that I remember. And then I blinked, and my daughter's in her 30s, and my sons are in their 20s. And someone said, you blink, and they're 8. This is for moms and grandmoms, right? You blink and they're 8, and then 28, and then their parents. So take it in, mama and grandmama. Let them climb into bed with you. Sing a song they requested for the 10th time. Hold them a little tighter when they want to hug you. Maybe in raising children, you lose your mind a bit, but boy, do you find your soul.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Oh, you look like a man who could use more coffee.
The Sound of Life.
Yes, it is Good Friday, and one of the interesting things about this season going into Easter is my wife said, well, we know how it ended, right? So, I mean, I'm looking at this beautiful sunrise happening, and just, you always think about the glorious empty tomb with the sunrise, brilliant sun shining, the light, right, you know. I don't know. It was just kind of cool. But there's something really cool going on at Focus on the Family. They have Clubhouse Magazine and Clubhouse Junior. And I posted the link to that on the Sound of Life Facebook page. It's more than just the link. You can get a sample and stuff like that. But I had the opportunity to talk to the editor of those magazines. His name is Jesse Floria. Because I said, Jesse, you know, this time of the year is a time when parents, grandparents, really thinking maybe about leading their children to Christ. And how do you do that?
Right. And studies show that parents and grandparents have the greatest, right? They play the greatest role in passing down their faith to the next generation. And so I just think parents just need to be proactive. And what's awesome is, you know, when you deal with kids, when you're around kids, they know that they're sinners. Right? They know that they get angry and maybe they hit their little brother, or that they lie so they don't get into trouble, or they stole the last cookie. So they know they're sinners. And you can talk to them about how, you know what, the only way to get true forgiveness is to believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior, to pray the prayer. And every year in Clubhouse and Clubhouse Junior magazines, we do a story that parents can use to help lead kids to Christ. And so in our April issue, actually, of Clubhouse Junior, we've got this great story about animals that live a long time, right? We talk about the giant tortoise, the Greenland shark, and those animals live, you know, 100 years, 200 years. But in the story, it says, you know what, that's a long time, but even these animals die. However, you can live forever when you pray and know Jesus as your personal Savior. And then we have the sinner's prayer in there that kids can pray, and we say, hey, send us a letter. Let us know that you prayed to receive Jesus as your Savior, and we'll send you a free Adventures in Odyssey Bible.
The sound of life.
Kind of share time here, I feel like it is. With me, I got a couple of things I want to share with you. How about if I told you to paint, or actually not painting, because you're just drawing, in pencil, the face of Jesus with the crown of thorns on his head, okay? And I was going to say, you have to do it by one line of pencil line. That's how you do it. Imagine what it would look like. I mean, I'm thinking in my mind right now, like, well, nobody's ever going to like it. And there is an artist, a French artist by the name of Claude Melun, who in the 1600s drew the face of Christ, that is incredibly famous for one thing, the way he did it. It's remarkable. It is created from a single spiraling line of 150 meters long, starting at the tip of Jesus' nose. You'll see it because I'm going to share it with you on the Sound of Life Facebook page. That's why I'm going to share it with you. Starts at the tip of Jesus' nose. The engraving is also known as the Veil of Veronica or the Sudarium of Saint Veronica, referring to the cloth used by Veronica to wipe the face of Jesus on his way to the crucifixion. It's a special chisel-like tool, okay? Because obviously when he gets to a certain place, it has to be a little bit wider, but it's a single line, and it shows him start to do it. I mean, he's not in the 1600s, obviously. The video quality in the 1600s wasn't good enough. I couldn't share that with you. So I'm just going to share. They recreated, I guess. But it's incredible. So I just wanted to share that with you on the Sound of Life Facebook page. And Phil Wickham's song, Sunday is Coming, is really pretty cool. I've got part of that I want to share with you.
With bloody hands, tears on their face, they laid him down inside that grave.
Sound of Life.
Been reading about Pontius Pilate. He's one of my, I don't know if that's the right term, favorite characters in the whole scenario of Good Friday there. And if you look at what Pilate did, I mean, he took Jesus and flogged him. That's what it says in John, Gospel of John, chapter 19 there, verse 1. He just took him and flogged him. I mean, that's all it says. I mean, did Pilate realize that's just a standard thing that they did? I mean, but you got turned over to they'd do anything they want to you down there in the whatever it is, the flogging area, you know. But Pilate went out again to the people. He said, see, I'm bringing him out to you that you may know that I find no guilt in him. So Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns, purple robe, probably looked horrible. Pilate said, behold the man. The chief priests and the officers saw him. They cried, crucify him, crucify him. Pilate said, take him yourselves and crucify him, for I find no guilt in him. And the Jews answered, we have a law, and according to that law, he ought to die because he made himself the Son of God. When Pilate heard that statement, he was even more afraid. He entered his headquarters again, and he said to Jesus, where are you from? Jesus didn't give him any answer. So Pilate said, will you not speak to me? Do you not know, Jesus said? Oh, Pilate said, don't you know I have the authority to release you and the authority to crucify you, Jesus? He wasn't smart. He didn't say you have authority, but he did say you would have no authority over me at all unless I had been given you from above. Therefore, he who delivered me over to you has the greater sin. I mean, all this time, Pilate is just going, He's really caught in a pickle, as Uncle Junior would say. Rock in a hard spot. He has no way out. Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, "If you release this man, you're not Caesar's friend. Everyone who makes himself a king opposes Caesar." So now the Jewish leaders are getting on Caesar's side. It's incredible. Pilate heard those words. He brought Jesus, sat down at the judgment seat in a place called the Stone Pavement. Now it was the day of preparation of the Passover. It was about the sixth hour. He said to Jesus, "Behold your." He said to the Jews, "Behold your king." And they cried out again, "Away with him, away with him, crucify him." And Pilate said, "Shall I crucify your king?" And the priests answered, get this, "We have no king but Caesar." Wow. So we delivered him over to them to be crucified. But he did one thing Pilate did before. And you should know a little history right here. In 40 BC, Caesar Augustus and the Roman Senate appointed King Herod as king of the Jews. So Pilate had an inscription on a sign. I don't know if they made signs for the crosses, if this was something brand new or not. But it read in three different languages. It read, what was it in? Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Wow. Pilate was defying his own government. I wonder if he thought, I'm done anyway. I'm making a statement. And the Jews were like, "This man said, you should write down, this man said I'm king of the Jews." And Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." And man, you gotta wonder what was going through him.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the sound of life.
I was thinking about the difficulty of trying to imagine being, this is your project, right? You have a man that's on the scene. He's obviously been born. We know where he was born. He's lived with his parents, Mary and Joseph and stuff, you know, now. And he's come about and he's done some remarkable things. I mean, they've all been good for people and the healing and the stuff. And so you know that what he is saying, and he speaks an incredible truth. You know, when he speaks, I mean, he's stunned people by this. The soldiers, the crowd, you don't get a following like that and be a phony. You know, I mean, this guy, and I'm sure that the Roman leaders, they knew all this. They were getting feedback on all this stuff that's going on. So now you get to the point where this man has to be sacrificed for God. And it's like, that's going to be pretty hard to pull off because a lot of people like him. I mean, there's just a few people that were like, they were really mad at him, you know, the Pharisees, right, and the church and stuff. So it's just pretty remarkable to pull it off, I think. I don't know. Maybe that's a weird way to look at it. I'm kind of weird anyway. But there was somebody, and I don't know who did this. It's just very short, little Passover lamb and the Hebrew aspect of it. You know, there's significant things going on, you know, and the more you learn, the more incredible it is. I mean, even from the positioning of the stars while Jesus was on the cross. And that's a whole lecture. I mean, just every little thing, things that happened in history, the hyssop, the fact that he wouldn't have a bone broken. And when they prepared the lamb for the Passover, don't break any of the bones. And just all the little things coming together. It's phenomenal.
The sound of life.
Not once in the Bible does it say to worry about it, stress over it, or even figure it out. But over and over, it clearly says to trust God.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.